moment that we wait for every week.
Pretty exciting, huh?
They're back with a big new program.
When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
Who wants an orange whip?
Are we live?
Yeah! Orange whip.
Come get some.
Orange whip.
And here it is.
Three orange whips.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Nails on the roof, gang.
Here's Johnny.
You shall see that.
He's alive.
Wonderful to tell.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hail to the king, baby.
Release the Kraken.
It's showtime.
Happening. Here we are. Awesome casting semi-live from the shadow of the Velvet Elvis in Studio de Chevalier. We are back. I am Derek Knight. With me, as always, is Colin Burton.
Hello.
My sister Heather.
Hello.
Jess is behind the big mic.
Hello.
And apparently I have Cheetos. I don't know why I have Cheetos, but I have Cheetos. So today's good. It's a good day. It's a good day to die. But I don't know if Cheetos are going to be my source of death, but we've got Cheetos.
I wanted to find out if these are an abomination or if they're decent.
But why do we have these Cheetos once again?
So there's two different types of Cheetos, neither of which is your standard issue heart-stopping crunchy Cheeto. I have baked Cheetos, which are apparently 50% less fat, but still almost as many calories per serving as normal Cheetos.
So it's just the fat we're worried about.
And then the
it's
white,
not the calories the that's white put on
colored
weight.
Ones are supposedly simply Cheetos that are more natural. They are supposedly white cheddar.
Simply Cheetos. You know, it's not something that I'm thinking about when I'm eating a Cheeto.
They don't and have thinking, orange food coloring sprayed on them.
You know, I wish this were more organic. I wish that I were making better choices in my Cheeto.
Locally grown Cheetos.
Yeah. But we also now, this is great. This is only our fourth episode, but we now have an official podcast mascot. And you guys can't see this, but I can see it. And it's Capenzi! Heather stole a little stuffed giraffe from a probably a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yep.
So tell us how this happened.
Somebody left this little guy where I work, so he was in the lost and found, and I pulled him out of the drawer, and he's got a little fat belly, and really long legs, and a little scarf.
And very long tail.
Yeah, really long tail. And I just grabbed his fat little belly, and I shook him, and his little neck just flopped around, and I just went,
his or her limp giraffe neck. Let's say her, because
it is... Well, Capenzi, yes.
Capenzi. So we have an official Capenzi as our podcast mascot. We have a lot going for us these days, which is nice. And we're all drinking, because Colin thought that he needed to be funnier and talk more, and sometimes the only way to loosen his ass up is with booze, so he's got a tiki drink.
So more ways we're setting good examples for the listener.
Yeah, great example. Well, I'm pretty sure listener's probably a bit of a drunkard, I would bet. I mean, she's in Canada, at least official listener. We have maybe other listener. Can we call our other listeners honorary listener?
Sure.
We can do anything we want, because nobody's listening to the podcast except listener. We're gonna try and have some people on who are like semi-famous, and the way I'm going to get them on is by saying, nobody's listening, you can say whatever you want and not damage your career. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was, where we've been. We've been places. You guys been places.
We were at a place.
You were at a place, and I'm pretty sure you went to this place after we recorded the last set of podcasts, but you mentioned it, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So you got to Amarillo by early afternoon, late afternoon. One of the worst country songs of all time.
Bite your tongue.
Amarillo by afternoon. Doesn't rhyme with nothing. Amarillo, I'll be there
soon.
And we were there.
Yeah. Oh, shit, Colin. Look at Colin. Like, I'm paying attention. I'm trying to rhyme. You're just fucking around.
That's right.
So tell us more about this great Amarillo excursion.
Okay. No, it's on you.
It's on me, huh?
It's on you.
Well, like I mentioned in the last one, we decided to hit Whataburger. For our
Whataburger. Whataburger is good. I mean, I will say this. There's a lot of people who are like, In-N-Out is life. And I'm like, you have no life if that's what your thing is. And then people are like, Whataburger for life. And they're usually Texans. And I'm like, you know, I actually have to agree. Mm-hmm. Because I do I mean, from a chain burger standpoint, I like a Whataburger.
And I've never had an In-N-Out burger to compare, but I really do enjoy the Whataburger. And come to find out, Amarillo is super close to us. So we just traveled on down there and got ourselves a hotel room and stayed the night. And
with the highest ceilings in the world.
Oh my God, there were like 40-foot ceilings in our hotel room.
Did it used to be a warehouse?
I don't know. It was brand new.
Yeah, newly built.
What brand of hotel was it?
Holiday Inn.
Oh, a Holiday Inn.
And they had just opened in March, and we got the very first room off the side of the lobby. So we heard everything. If the air conditioner wasn't on, we heard everything.
So they just wanted to keep an eye on you.
Pretty much.
And everybody heard you.
Right. Watching
Psych, at least, right?
No, we didn't watch Psych. We watched the one with Crowley and...
Oh, yeah, Good Omens.
Good Omens, yes.
We watched Omens. You used your hotel room television?
No. I brought my iPad.
You just spent time in a hotel room...
After a lot of driving around. We decided to drive around Amarillo for a while, and then we...
How long did that take? 5 minutes? Or?
No, actually.
We were for we circled 2 or 3 hours.
How big is Amarillo?
Not really sure.
That's a good question. I'll look it up while you guys are talking.
I think we kind of stuck to like maybe the south and the east part of Amarillo. We kind of hit downtown a little bit just to see what it looked like. And
the population, by the way, of Amarillo, Texas, as of 2017, was 199,826.
Wow.
So it's not a big town.
No.
But it's
not a small town.
It's
not as small as
there
the
was
one
a fair
we
amount
went
of construction.
It's less than half of the size of the Springs metro area.
We went through Texline, which is the very first town when you get over the border there from New Mexico into Texas, and their population is less than we can fit inside Fargo's.
Wow.
Take the whole town to Fargo's.
So yes, throw the whole town on the bus, bring them to Fargo's, and we'll still have seats left over.
And
it was a depressed looking town.
Well, of course it's depressed. They don't have anybody to blame anymore. Everybody's been blamed for everything they can be blamed for.
This town was on the border of Oklahoma and Texas?
New Mexico and Texas.
It's called Texline.
Okay.
Not New Texaco.
Not New Texaco.
I like that.
New Texaco would have been a better name.
I say we...
People of Texline, and I'm talking to every single one of you.
Yeah, let's petition for...
Yeah,
New Texaco.
They don't even have enough
because that's what they need is a new
name.
That's true. Yeah,
for a petition, you'd have to go to every town in the area, probably.
I don't know. We have a lot of small towns near us too.
Well, we do, but I'm not petitioning to change their name.
No,
at all.
This also wasn't very near much of anything that we could see. Really, it took a while to get to another town, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah, they're just kind of isolated in poverty.
That's New Mexico. What did you get at Whataburger?
Specifically, we went for a Dr. Pepper shake, but it was a limited time only thing, and we missed it.
You missed it?
What?
Holy shit! What? See, I didn't know about this.
But they brought
you missed the thing you traveled to a godforsaken shithole for.
Right.
You missed out on because it was limited time only?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But they had a new limited time only root beer shake, so
had that instead. That's not the same.
It's really not.
It's not.
I mean, it was good, but we could get a root beer shake over at Gunther's.
Sure. Could make you a root beer shake. You could also make your own Dr. Pepper shake.
Probably.
I mean, well, I told Colin, just get a vanilla shake and ask for a Dr. Pepper and just pour the Dr. Pepper in the vanilla
make
shake.
Make some sort of Dr. Pepper flavored abomination.
Yeah.
That's the saddest story. I didn't know that that's what happened.
Yeah.
Because I knew you had gone down there for the shake and you missed the shake.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could have been sadder. We could have hit a bird or something on the way.
I didn't hit that bird. That bird hit a truck. Going the other way, and then the bird hit me. You didn't do that, so I guess it's a successful trip.
It is.
Anytime you head out into the middle of nowhere.
And don't hit an animal.
And don't hit an animal, you're doing all right.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of animals out right now. How did you put it today, Jess? You said that the does are telling the bucks to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, it's like all the does are having babies, so all the young bucks are having to GTFO. And so there's a lot of young bucks wandering around that have been cut off from the herd.
Yep. Smoking cigars,
shedding their velvet. Out in small gangs with their little velvety horns,
leather
talking
jacket.
Shit about the master buck of the herd or whatever he's called.
Master Buck. This week on Master Buck.
I feel like that's a knife brand or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Buck Master, but Buck Masters also sounds like a porn name.
Yeah.
Oh, Buckmasters. That's a great gay porn name.
Buckmasters. So we have Cheetos to try, apparently, side by Cheetos. Side. Let's get into this whole let's try Cheetos thing.
Which one should we try first?
And one, so one of them's baked and one of them is
Cheetos. The orange ones are baked Cheetos and the
Simply Cheetos the are like the ones crystal are Pepsi simply... of the Cheeto world.
Yeah, let's try those first. Let's try those.
Spoiler alert, if you're creeped out by the sound of people chewing, skip past this part. Maybe I should have warned you.
Colin and Heather are being all polite, like lifting their microphones away, and I'm like getting into it.
You got to get into it. So the albino Cheetos taste kind of like what I expect an albino Cheeto to taste like. It's like a Cheeto. It just isn't any fun.
Right. You can taste the sadness.
They're bland.
Yeah, there's no Cheeto flavor.
They're a little bland, and they have like a stale.
You can taste the corn.
Well, the texture tells me somewhat stale. But which I don't mind that because
I did check. It was a fresh bag.
I kind of like my Cheetos stale, so that's actually a plus in my book.
I think it's you can taste the corn a lot more because Cheetos are like corn puffs that are sprayed with cheese, right?
Yeah. Well, in my case, the stale part gets a point.
There's not much cheese flavor, though.
Close your eyes and try it again.
It's white cheddar.
Close your eyes.
Dreaming of white cheddar.
But it is, like he says, it's white cheddar. And according to the snack industrial complex, white cheddar is more mild. Colin looks like that scene from Ratatouille where the Patton Oswalt rat is telling the other rat to try stuff together.
I love how you've just been subtly dropping Patton Oswalt references.
I don't think that was very subtle.
That one wasn't subtle, but in the past couple of episodes, you were dropping Patton Oswalt stuff.
Was I?
You were.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't. It definitely wasn't purposeful.
You were doing it.
No,
you did.
I think he's a genius, and if I think people are geniuses, I might talk about it.
Hold on. What was the story you told about the bird again?
So the bird, there was a bird, and it was really windy because this was right after a big snow dump. And didn't we tell this story already?
Yeah, you told this story in the last podcast.
Well, then
why
am I telling it again?
Because the Patton Oswalt drop, you were like, to sum up, bird, fly, splat, me, whap.
Yeah, that's similar to the Patton Oswalt rat story.
Yeah, I thought you were dropping that reference on purpose.
Meh.
Excuse me.
So let's try the baked Cheetos.
Baked Cheetos.
Yeah, cover it up, and then all we can hear is your hand scratching it, as opposed to you chewing. Yeah, baked Cheetos actually taste more like Cheetos to me.
Yeah, me too.
They have the cheesy flavor. They have the cheesy appearance. They have the Chris Fonseca, you're going to get cheese on your private parts if you masturbate thing going on.
But they're still not quite right either. They're not.
Well, because they're baked.
Yeah.
They're high on life, dude. But you have to temper your expectations with baked snack chips.
Right.
Have you never had baked Lay's or baked Doritos?
Yeah.
My mouth is still full of Cheetos.
Well, we recently went to New Orleans, which was great because it's New Orleans.
Yeah, I think we talked about was that before or after we podcasted last?
I can't remember. Let me check the calendar. We might have to shit can this whole episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's all my fault. I take full responsibility. We went to Boise.
Well, if you put the white Cheetos in bean dip, they're great.
Heather saves the day.
I still think we should probably start over, but then we'd be alienating Colin because he doesn't like to do things a second time.
He doesn't think it's funny if he has to say it again.
But what if it wasn't funny the first time?
Nice. So we could shit can this entire
it's
episode.
It's your show and you're the and one that wants to shit. We were doing great, but you're
I thought so too. I've already had one tooth break on stuff that isn't supposed to be in food.
What was in the food that wasn't supposed to be there?
Actually, it was a hard noodle.
It's supposed to be there.
You almost broke your tooth on a noodle.
It was supposed to be. You broke your tooth on a hard noodle.
It was a bow tie noodle, and
I don't think that makes a difference.
It does because there's that little knot in the middle, and it wasn't soft, and I bit, and it cracked my tooth.
God damn!
Wow!
That is the
and then that tooth went through hell until it finally got extracted.
You're just unlucky. I mean, that's
well. I mean, I lived. Sorry, I could have been less lucky.
I've never known a human being who cracked their tooth on a noodle.
You do.
Guys, it was a really hard noodle. I want you to know that.
It wasn't cooked well enough.
I mean, I've cut my mouth open on a corn chip before, but who hasn't done that?
Me? I've never had any run-ins with corn chips where I came out with an injury. But I also avoid corn chips as a general rule. Mm-hmm. I don't like Fritos.
I'm talking about like your standard like restaurant like tortilla corn chip.
Oh, well, that's not a corn chip. That's well, a tortilla chip.
What are they made
chip.
Out of? What are tortillas made out of?
Well, most sometimes corn, sometimes flour, but a corn chip is a very specific thing.
Right.
That's
a chip
not
made
a
out of corn.
No, no. It's, I mean, yes, corn chips are made of corn, but not all chips that are made of corn are corn chips. Do you think
that doesn't make sense at all?
It absolutely makes sense because corn chips is a very specific thing.
Oh, I never would have thought of Fritos as corn chips.
That's
I think
what
of
they
Fritos
are.
As Fritos.
Fritos are corn chips.
Fritos
chips
are corn,
corn
chips and Tostitos are also corn
no,
chips.
No,
they say it on the back.
Tostitos are tortilla chips.
But tortilla
they say
chips
corn chips on the back.
Are also inherently corn
where
chips.
Do you, well,
most
you can't
of
prove
time.
That unless you have a bag right in front of you.
Oh, my
oh
God.
Oh, my God. There isn't an internet?
There is an internet, and I'm not going to waste my time.
I'm going upstairs to get the Fritos. Hold on. I'm going up. I'm
not
taking
doing
these
it.
Headphones off. And I'm going to go get the bag of Fritos.
Well, the bag of Fritos, Fritos are corn chips.
Tortilla
chips. She says that tortilla chips could be called corn chips without any repercussions whatsoever.
Oh, because Fritos say the original corn chips.
See? Fritos are corn chips.
And then there's
corn chips are
Fritos.
Yeah. Just
and
because
nothing else.
Well, no.
Tortilla chips. That just says tortilla chips.
See? Now she's got some bags. She has abandoned the podcast to try to be technically correct. Let's see how this shakes out. Jess is back, hoping to earn a technically correct sash. And now she's dumped her headphones. This
trying to find my headphones.
This is. I was going to say, don't leave the chair. You'll never get back. All right. So
Tostitos don't say anything about corn chips.
Exactly. Heather looked it up.
What about those blue corn chips?
Okay.
Because those are obviously corn chips.
So we have a bag in front of us.
I have a bag in front of me that says Fritos brand. I'm going to read all the words on the front of this.
Oh, okay. All
salutes
the words.
Our nation's heroes.
Mm.
It says the original, and then it has a help us support some military thing on the front of it.
Yeah.
War in Somalia.
Yeah. Doesn't say anything about corn.
Support the war on Somalia.
But I get that they are a corn chip because they're made out of corn,
it
right?
It says corn chip. The original corn chip.
It doesn't say that on the front of this bag, though. It will online, though.
That just says the made with organic
La
corn.
La Favorita tortilla chips, yellow corn, lightly salted.
Yeah, tortilla chips.
Right.
You're proving everything
but
I said.
But they're made out of corn, so
yes,
I'm proving that we're both
Soylent
right.
Soylent Green is people.
Soylent
we're
Green
both
100%
speaking, correct.
Speaking of Soylent Green,
huh?
Did you know that Canadian geese cause problems?
Yes.
Canadian geese.
Letterkenny.
Oh, is there the Letterkenny?
Uh-huh. It's a whole episode about Canadian geese.
So here's the problem with these non-migratory Canadian geese. They're a problem on golf courses here. They're a problem. So apparently this is just mirroring this show that I must see.
Yes.
But Denver has a problem with them. Boise has had a problem with them for years and years. And we just got back from Boise. I did a couple of comedy shows in Boise. And I always open up when I'm in Boise with a story about how I'm too afraid to throw a rock at a goose. Because a goose will, if you provoke a goose, it will murder you. Mm-hmm. All these municipalities are trying very hard to control the geese population. Shoo them away because they shit like all the time. They, you know, they don't have to eat to shit. They're just shitting piles of goose shit all over the place. And so the city of Boise has decided to use green lasers to chase the geese out of parks. And my question to that was, how the fuck do you ever know that that works? Like, does a goose wander into Laser Floyd and freak the fuck out? But I read an article in this same, when I went down this how do you control geese rabbit hole, and I found out that even though they're a federally protected species, the city of Denver, when they get close to them, when they find, they just kill them.
Hmm.
They process them and they give the goose meat to needy families.
No.
Yeah. Look it up. That is what the city of Denver is doing. They are giving the goose carcass processed properly to needy families so they have a meal.
I think that's actually a good use of those geese.
Well, and I'm thinking a goose, even like a young goose, is like $33 retail. So if I can go up and pose as homeless just to get a couple free geese, I'm not above that.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, I want a couple of free geese, man. I mean, I would say, if you ever had goose, but no, you don't eat meat.
I don't eat geese.
But it's kind of tasty. It's a little greasy, you know, a little gamey, but it's not bad.
But I get it. I think that if you're going to have to dispose of the geese, you might as well make use of the meat.
You might as well just kill them. They're federally protected, though.
They're overly populated, though.
So how did
if they're overpopulated, then they and they the have to cull them.
How are they getting away with legalizing mushrooms? That's my question.
Well, they voted for that.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, maybe they voted against geese too. I don't live in Denver. Mm.
Can we start this podcast over again?
Nope, too fucking late. We're way past that point of no return.
I don't think we should release this one. It's terrible.
But speaking of, we do have a thing that'll make it all better, and that is a movie review from my mom.
Hey, that's terrible!
Secret Life Pets 2, which I just saw the other day at the new picture show. By new, I mean they remodeled it, so they got nice comfy leather seats that recline. They're an intimate little theater, and it's pretty cool. But anyway, Pets was good. It was fun. There was three things going on at once, so you had to keep up. Couldn't just doze off or anything. Same cast of characters as Pets 1. So the star of the thing is a dog named Max. And in Pets 1, I don't know, he ran into this other big giant dog that's all furry and hairy. I think they lived in New York. It seemed like New York. Lived in this big giant building several floors up. All these pets of people that lived in that building, they were friends. The pets were friends, not the people. So Max and his big buddy, they were pretty happy with life. I mean, things were going just perfect until one day their owner ran into some guy, literally ran into him, and oh, they started dating, and then they got married, and then they had a kid. But they fell in love with the little baby. He was a cutie. The one part of the story is about those people had to go visit the husband's uncle who lived in the country on a farm. Before they left, Max went to see his girlfriend, the poodle. I think her name is Trixie. I'm not sure. He wanted her to keep his bee toy for him, keep it safe while he was gone. So, of course, right away, as soon as he's gone, something, I don't even remember how the bee got out the window, but somehow the bee got out the window and went bounce, bounce, bouncing all the way down, bouncing right into some other window. So then the rest of that story is her trying to get the bee back. So then we go to the rabbit. I don't remember the rabbit's name, but he has buck teeth, and his owner is a kid who dresses him up like superheroes. So he's all dressed up in this blue mask and all this stuff. And his sideline story is somehow there must be a circus in town, because he finds this car that belongs to the train, and it has a tiger. Anyway, it has a very horrible owner. The owner is evil, tall and skinny, pointy. Everything on him is pointy, you know, like his shoes and his hat and everything, so he's evil. The rabbit decides it was his job to get that tiger out of there and free that tiger. So that's his story. We have to remember what's going on with that guy. Now we go back to the farm. Well, there's another dog there, a big dog, who is like in charge of everything. His name is Rooster, and he's gonna try and teach Max how to be brave. There's a herd of sheep in there, and they have a little baby sheep. One baby sheep named Cottonhead or something like that. This little sheep gets lost, and Rooster tells Max he has to go save it. Well, Max is scared spitless, and I would be too. Long story short, he gets him in there. But the poodle, she does get the squeaky mouse. I mean, the squeaky bee. She gets the bee. It was really hot in this theater. I don't think they had the air conditioning on, and it was kind of hard to stay awake. But anyway, so we'll just say that story's over. And then we had to get the tiger. You know, I'm not going to give that away, but it's a good movie. A few laughs. I laughed out loud a few times, so I would recommend it.
Hey, that's Karen!
So there you go. She's not going to give too much away, even though she basically told you the entire plot of the movie.
Except for the last bit there.
Yeah, but you'll have to hang out in suspense to find out if that tiger lives or dies. But they should turn on the air conditioning in these movie theaters so that she can stay awake and give us a more comprehensive review.
I like the idea of going up on a several floory building.
Several floory?
Yeah, there was a lot of flories.
Yeah, tons of flories.
Tons of flories.
Ooh. I like the fact that anybody that's all pointy is evil.
That's right. That's easy. I mean, if you're going to identify evil, evil is pointy.
Skinny and pointy.
Disney does that on purpose.
But this isn't Disney.
No, I know, but they started it, and I read an article about that where the bad guy always was angular.
Get that mic closer to your mouth there.
So sorry.
There you go.
The bad guy was angular, unless you're Ursula, then you're round. But
fat's evil, too. Mm-hmm. Fat can be super evil, you guys.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did read that, you know, if you're pointy and angular, then you're evil. That's why.
I feel like that predates Disney. It well, might. Like, I feel yeah. like that actually goes almost all the way back to
Nosferatu.
No, beyond that. I think it comes from Gothic literature out of the mid-1800s from Germany.
Yeah.
And the descriptions, which is the tradition that, you know, Bram Stoker alluded to when he wrote Dracula, and Frankenstein alludes to it, and then gets turned into movies and films.
Right.
And, but that whole, like, tall and thin and dark and pointy and
gaunt and angular.
Yeah, gaunt. Specifically,
Slenderman.
Well,
ghoulish, if you will.
You know, Disney does carry the torch for continuing tropes. They are the ones with all of the money, and they're the ones who are doing the things that more people are watching. So,
speaking of,
yes,
do you have an opinion on this whole recasting of Ariel?
Do I have an opinion on it?
Yeah.
Now, the only opinion I have is that I wish Disney would stop doing live action
right.
remakes oh my God,
and
right.
come up with an original goddamn idea. Has anybody asked Hans Christian Andersen what he thinks about it?
That's... He's dead, and that original story was terrible anyway.
Yeah, you've read the original story. All of you have, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's this whole terrible. Feet that bleed and
yeah.
being like
and pretty... she dies.
Yeah. It's just like it's, not it's, a great story.
It came out of a tradition of the moral of the story is literally. Daughters, listen to your fathers and your parents and do what they tell you to do. Don't rebel. That's the moral of the story.
Did you know that Hans Christian Andersen was in love with Jenny Lind?
I did not know that.
And he wanted to marry her, and she refused over and over again. And I honestly think that he wrote The Little Mermaid with her in mind and made her Ariel.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, so just so you know, Jenny Lind was a Swedish singer of some import. She was known as the Swedish Nightingale. P.T. Barnum brought her over to the Americas for a tour when she was hot shit. But she's also our cousin?
Yes, of some number. I'm not sure yet which, yeah. but yeah.
So we may be related to the inspiration for the original Ariel.
Yeah.
Mm. How cool is that?
Yeah. Back to all that, it's bullshit that Disney is making all of these live action things, though. I do want to say, if they are going to do it, fuck yeah, Ariel is black. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I want Idris Elba to be King Triton.
That would be perfect.
I mean, if they don't have... I mean, I don't want no Forrest Whitaker or Denzel Washington. I want Idris Elba.
Yeah. Colin just sent me Samuel a picture
Jackson.
Of...
Samuel Jackson!
Ooh.
Samuel Jackson actually would make a great Sebastian.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be good. And he just sent me a picture of Snoop Dogg wearing a flounder hat, and I'm like, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg is flounder.
Yeah, we're getting in on that.
Yeah.
But who is playing Ursula?
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not on board with that.
And I'll tell you who I
and
wanted.
And I'll tell you why. I think she's very talented, and I think she's extremely funny, and I like her. But I just don't think she's evil enough.
And can she sing?
You're not giving her acting enough credit.
No, I'm not. I'm not giving her enough credit that she can be Ursula.
I'm going to reserve my opinion until I see it.
There you go. See, that's very grown up of you.
I wanted Lady Gaga.
Hmm.
I, she wanted
okay,
to
so
play
Melissa
Ursula,
McCarthy
and
is definitely the
brilliant.
Better choice.
Lady Gaga would have been pretty great.
She would have been amazing.
I had no opinion.
So you brought this all up just so you could say, I've got no opinion,
well,
and then start sipping
your
drink
to...
like those Kermit memes. I've got no opinion.
I wanted to hear your opinions because it's in the news and it's Disney related.
Yeah, but... my opinion is I don't give a shit who gets cast unless it's Ursula, and then I care. But I would, yeah, I want somebody who's going to really embody that evil.
Mm.
That would be great. I mean, Pat Carroll is still alive. She's the original voice
right,
of Ursula.
Right. No, I figured.
She's
pulling somebody out of
the air. She's a teeny, tiny little woman.
Yeah, well, they can do miracles with CGI. Have you not seen that?
I know.
Yeah, like...
The original voice of Jafar plays Jafar on Broadway.
Oh, really?
And he's an old white dude.
I haven't seen the new live-action Aladdin yet.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I
just,
probably won't.
Just
I
haven't seen visually any of the, from what
any
I saw with the
any
previews,
of what?
The live
I don't
actions.
Like Jafar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only one that I saw was Beauty and the Beast, and I waited until it was on streaming service, and I'll probably wait on these two. But again, I think we're of a generation where it's like, oh, you're remaking our favorites. Why are we redoing that again? Because I'm tired. I'm tired of the Disney rehashes. I really am. I'm tired of the remakes every 15 years of classic stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was mad in the 90s when they remade Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan when the original from, like, the late 60s with Jodie Foster was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they're ruining my childhood
early
at all.
Or whenever it was.
Because, you know, these things are, they're all rehashes anyway. everything Disney does is let's buy rights and do this thing and put our spin on it. So I'm not going to be like, oh, there is one and it's the only way my childhood can be complete. No, I think if that's the only thing I have to complain about, I had a pretty good childhood.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, it's cool. If you're going to remake it, I want it to be different somehow.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things I was actually disappointed in the live-action Beauty of the Beast, because they made this big deal of like, oh, it's going to be frame for frame exactly the same as the animated movie. And it's like, then why are you freaking doing it?
We've already got the animated movie.
Yeah,
why
put a spin on it. Make it different. So maybe they're doing that with Little Mermaid. Maybe maybe they'll just blow it up. And I think that'll be fantastic.
Heather's got a shitty look on her face.
The Little Mermaid is my favorite.
Yeah.
Favorite. And
right.
Just the fact that. And
so?
I know that it would be ridiculous to make it frame by frame and make it real, the way they did with the animated one. But then it's like, don't change it.
But here's the thing.
Torn.
Here's the thing. If you've already got your favorite, why do you care?
True. Yeah,
why do you care? Because if you like that, and I won't even say it's the original, the Disney animated Little Mermaid.
Right.
And you've got that.
Yeah, it's not like they're
favorite,
taking it away.
You can just watch it.
That's true.
That's the best part about being alive in the future in 2019 is we have instant access to pretty much anything we want. And that's what I don't understand why people get so mad. I mean, I'm like, you know, have an original idea. That'd be great. But they're still making the money. That's their machine. They're doing it because they know they're going to make millions of dollars on it. Go for it. That's great.
Right. And if they can
they're
inspire
not gonna get my money.
Like an entire new generation of young girls who maybe didn't have representation before, I think that part of it is amazing.
Yeah. Representation is great. That's a wonderful thing.
I think it's just easy for us to be jaded that it's like, oh, why are you redoing that? Disney, be more creative. Rah, rah, rah.
You know. Have you seen the official sequel to Christmas Story?
No, and I don't think I don't think I will.
That's one of its claims. It's the official.
Oh, the official.
Sequel.
You know, that's one of those things like, I liked the movie, but I didn't really give a shit what happened after it.
Mm.
Like, there are certain things, like, we just finished watching Stranger Things 3.
Right.
And I think you guys are done with it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Spoiler alert, listener.
So here's... I'm going to be really super nice. We're not going to talk about Stranger Things 3 until the next episode. So if you don't want spoilers on Stranger Things 3, don't listen to the next episode. But we know you will, because that's your thing. You're going to listen.
Good Lord, if you made it this far to this episode.
Oh.
Oh.
It's going to be edited down, okay? You won't even know.
They'll totally know.
They won't even know how bad this one was. they might have an opinion.
I like tortilla chips, okay?
Corn chips are Fritos. Tortilla chips are tortilla chips. My name is Derek Knight. Thank you very much for listening to The Big Program. Didn't even say the title of the podcast at the beginning.
Whoa.
It's The Big Program. Jesus, this is a shit can.
Wow.
This is bad. I'm Derek Knight. Colin Burton's always here.
Hello. Goodbye, I mean.
Yeah, bye. Jesus. Fuck, all right, we're out.
Well, I've been drinking.